Thank you for choosing another presentation from the Southside Seventh-day Adventist Church. We pray that you will be blessed by the following sermon presented by Pastor Kevin Ramey, and that the Holy Spirit will speak to your heart.
What Mark wrote and Luke and John and what John wrote and what Peter wrote. Amen. We have all those things, the 27 books of the Bibles where the word dunamis is mentioned over 120 times. We have all that. They only had the one little letter that Paul wrote to them, but yet they believed it, yet they operated with it. And I asked myself the question, what are we operating with today when we have all 27 books and over 120 texts that has the word power in it? Mark chapter 5 verse 30. Mark chapter 5 verse 30. When we talk about power, it's powerful. Come on and say amen. I can't talk about power like I'm reading the newspaper. I can't talk about power like it's yesterday's news. I talk about that power because I've experienced that power. I talk about that power because you have experienced that power. I've seen what that power can do. Hallelujah. And it gets me excited in the name of Jesus. Mark chapter 5 verse 30. Mark chapter 5 verse 30. It says there, and Jesus, immediately knowing himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him around about in the press or in the crowd, and he said, who touched my what? They didn't even touch his body. They touched his clothes. And he says that virtue has come out of me. That word virtue is the word dunamis. Amen. Sometimes, most of the times, it's translated power. Sometimes it's translated virtue. Sometimes it's translated miracles. Sometimes it's translated mighty acts. Amen. In this case, Bible says dunamis came out of Jesus just by a woman having faith to be healed who touched his clothes. Somebody say amen. Don't let that mystify you and act as if, wow, that same power that was available to that woman with the issue of blood is available to you today and is available to me. Mark chapter 6 and verse 2. It says here, when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished. They were what? And I wonder today, is the world astonished because of the power of God? Are they? When they see you, are they astonished? I didn't hear as many yeses this time. You better say yes. You are a Christian. You are in Christ. Every single text is for you. Even though you may not be experiencing it or you want to experience it, by faith you got to say, it's mine. I desire it. Yes, they are astonished because of me. And it's because of the Christ inside of me. They were astonished, saying, from whence or from where has this man these things? That's what they ought to be saying about you. Amen. But if you have one foot on the power line and the other foot someplace else, you're not going to experience that power. All you're going to experience is destruction in your life. Things going down like you're going, like the water going down in a sink. And they says, whence has this man, this woman, these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him? That even such what, everybody? Mighty works are wrought by his hands. Have mercy. Romans chapter 1 verse 16. I'm going to give you a few of them. I'm not giving you nowhere near of what, how many they are. Romans chapter 1 verse what? Verse 16. Powerful text. Powerful text. Romans chapter 1 verse 16. It says here, for I am not ashamed of what, everybody? The gospel of Christ. That's the good news of Christ. I'm not ashamed of it. I live it. It's inside of me. I tell it. I give it to, I share it with somebody else. I'm not ashamed. Amen. When I decide not to watch certain programs on the TV, I'm not ashamed. Hallelujah. When I don't hang out certain places where folk want me to hang out, because I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Glory to God. I'm not just one who's preaching the gospel, but living a different lifestyle. Amen. I'm not ashamed. Say, I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is what, everybody? It is the power of God unto what? My goodness, unto salvation. What is salvation? That's a life and death issue, isn't it? So when God deals with life and death issues, he gives what, everybody? Power. The power of God to everyone that believes. Amen. Don't you ever sit there and believe, oh, only the preacher gets the power, only the deacon gets the power, only the Bible worker gets the power, only the elder gets the power. That is blasphemy. God says it's to everybody who believes. Amen. And if you believe, it's possible to believe and not believe you have the power. Amen. You got to believe what the Bible says about you. To everyone that believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. What book did I say? 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 5. It says there, for our gospel came not unto you in word only. Come on and say amen. But also in what, everybody? Come on, in what, everybody? In power. And in what? The Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. And in much what? Assurance, as you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. That is the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Luke chapter 6 verse 19. I wanted to give you this one when I read the one about virtue came out of him. Luke chapter 6 verse 19. Luke chapter 6 verse 19. Who wrote the book of Luke? Who wrote the book of Luke? Luke did. Who wrote the book of Acts? Luke did. Amen. Luke chapter 6 and verse 19. It says here, and the whole multitude sought to what, everybody? Touch him. My goodness. The whole multitude. The people try to go into your house. The people try to go around you, trying to get some of that power you got. That's what the Bible says. The whole multitude sought to touch him. Paul experienced the same thing. That they got his handkerchief. They got his handkerchief and they passed it around, and anybody who touched the handkerchief got healed. Amen. That's the power God says I have in my life. Now, I don't try to duplicate what I see in the Bible, try to get my handkerchief and spread it around. Amen. No, that only happened because God ordained it. Come on and say amen. We cannot manufacture it. We cannot try to conjure up something like the seven sons of Sceva when they saw Paul who cast out the devil, and they said, oh, is that all you have to say to cast out a devil? And they try to say the same words as Paul. What happened? The devil leaped on them, tore their clothes off, and began to wrestle with them. They had to run naked. Amen. Glory to God. That's the power God wants inside of us. Inside of us. Acts chapter 2 verse 22. If you want that real power, I tell you, read the book of Acts. The book of Acts stands for action. The book of Acts stands for the acts of God. Come on and say amen. Acts 2 verse 22. Acts 2 verse 22, it says, you men of Israel, hear these words, Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by what, everybody? Miracles and wonders. That word miracles is the word of dunamis. Amen. By miracles and wonders and signs by God, which God did by him in the midst of you, as you yourselves also know. That same power, that same miracles, that same virtue that worked in Jesus Christ, he gave it to all his disciples. Amen. And as long as I'm a disciple, I have that power. Come on and say amen. Acts chapter 4 verse 33. Acts chapter 4 verse 33, it says there, and with what, everybody? Come on. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. They didn't just half step. They didn't just do it like, you know, I'm nervous. No, they did it in the power of God. Amen. Peter, he was a no good swearing fisherman. He could not talk without cussing. And if there's anybody who says, oh, I can't go in the name of Jesus, it was him. Amen. He had a reputation. But he went boldly in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1 verse 19. One of my favorite texts in the Bible. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 19. It says here, and to understand this verse, you're going to have to read verse 18, but we're just going to look at the first phrase of verse 18, talking about the eyes of your understanding being enlightened to know, verse 19, what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us. Paul's prayer to the Ephesians, to the Christians who lived in Ephesus, his prayer it was that the eyes of their understanding will be opened so that they will know, the Bible says in verse 19, what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us. Do you know? Have you experienced the exceeding greatness of his power in your life? That's my prayer for you, as it is my prayer for me. Amen. And too many times when I see indie Christians read these texts and they look like a deer with headlights right on them. Don't be amazed. The power of God is available to you. Amen. Ephesians 3:20 is the well-known text. Ephesians 3:20, he says, now unto him that is what, everybody? Able. That word able is a word that comes from dunamis, the same root word as dunamis. It's the word dunamai, meaning that he is what, everybody? Come on, he's what? He's able. Able meaning? He has the ability to do anything. As one Bible writer says, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Amen. Do you have things in your life that are still there after years and years and years and years and years? Do you have a bad attitude that just won't go away? Come on and be honest. I'm not asking for a verbal answer. Be honest within yourself. Amen. Do you have sins in your life that keeps popping up again? Do you sometimes lose your cool? And you know, you answered yes to any one of those, then you got to realize, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Is there a sin too hard for God? Is there an addiction too hard for God? Is there a bad attitude too hard for God? The answer is what? No. And if that attitude won't go away, you take that bad attitude to God and say, God, what you going to do about this? Hallelujah. Your person is somehow you find it hard to be faithful in returning the tithe to God. Amen. You say, God, what is this? You baptized me. You filled me with the Holy Ghost. Why am I stealing from you? Why am I dishonest? I cannot go into heaven like this. What you going to do about it? You got to realize, beloved, we were born in sin. Somebody say in sin. We were shaped in iniquity. We were born with all kind of ugliness, all kind of filthiness, all kind of perversions inside of us. Perversions from individuals who from our ancestors. We cannot be perfect even if we tried a million years. So all this stuff in us, don't try to be perfect before God. Knowing God's word, having knowledge of what we're supposed to do and what we're not supposed to do is not going to make you perfect. The prisons are filled with people who have knowledge of good. Amen. And they're still in there researching in libraries, just trying to, you know, be their own lawyer to try to beat their case that they're guilty of. So knowledge don't help you, only helps you so far. You need power. Somebody say power. That's the power God gave you. And don't sit there and live there and walk there and lie there like you ain't got no power. Amen. The devil is a liar. Come on and say amen. Amen. Glory to God. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. 2 Timothy 1 and verse 7. It says here, For God has not given us the what? The spirit of fear, the spirit of timidity, the spirit of feeling ashamed, feeling coward, feeling shy. He has not given us that power. If I have that power, where did it come from? Huh? You can't have that power without choosing that power. Do you realize that? Fear is not something that just creeps inside of you. Fear is something that you have to decide and choose to do. Amen. So if I have fear, it's because I've chosen fear. I need to let that go and drop it like a hot cake. Come on and say amen. And it says here, what has he given me? Huh? He says he has given me, if I have not the spirit of fear, but I have what? It says of power. We're talking about the spirit of power. That's the spirit of dunamis. That's what God has given me. And if he has given me that, I have to choose it. Come on and say amen. The spirit of power, the spirit of agape, which is love, and the spirit of a sound mind. That word sound mind is the same word that is used when the Bible lists the fruit of the spirit. And the last one is temperance. It's the same Greek word. Amen. He's given me the spirit of temperance, the spirit of self-control. Somebody says self-control. I can control myself through the power of God. Trying to do it without the power of God, I end up like that crow who tried to land on that pole, on that line. Come on and say amen. My goodness. It's only by the mercies of God that we are not consumed. 1 Peter 1 verse 3. I can give you way more than this. Amen. Matter of fact, let me give you one before I give you that. My goodness. Look at this. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11. What do you know about the word, the 11th chapter of Hebrew? Huh? It's a what kind of chapter? It's a faith in God chapter. Come on and say amen. Because in there it says even the devils believe, but they don't believe in God. Amen? When you believe in God, that's when you have true working faith. But look at this, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11. When I read this, my eyes were wide open, and they're still wide open. It says here, through what, everybody? Faith, also Sarah herself received what, everybody? My goodness! She received strength. Who was Sarah's husband? God bless Abraham. Bible says here, Sarah herself received strength. That's the word what? Dunamis. Way back in the Old Testament, Sarah received what, everybody? To what? She was 90 years old. She got some dunamis for Father Abraham. Woo! Amen! The Bible is real. Come on and say amen. I can imagine some of the people that wrote, you know, the copy down the Bible. They said, we can't put that one in there. That's X-rated. But she got some dunamis. Glory to God. To conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him, what, everybody? Faithful, who promised. Has God promised to you? Then believe it. Act like it. Come on and say amen. 1 Peter 1 verse 3. Matter of fact, I'm just going to give you that. Write it down. 1 Peter 1 verse 3 through 5. Write it down. 2 Peter 1 verse 3. 1 Peter 1 verse 3 through 5. You got it? 1 Peter 1 verse 3 through 5. 2 Peter 1 verse 3. Now I'm going to come to the text of all texts. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. I get calls all the time for people to pray for me. Amen? I get calls from all the churches, even that I've pastored. Pray for me. I got a call from a previous member even this morning. Pray for me. The folk in the church acting crazy. I'm discouraged. Pray for me. Amen. I just directed them to the power source. Amen. Glory to God. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Let's stand and read this text. Let's stand and read this text. Glory to God. This is what Jesus said when he ascended, was about to ascend into heaven for the last time. His disciples were around him, and before he left them, before he left them all by themselves to fulfill the gospel commission, he gave them this text. And it's the same text that Christians have been using for 2,000 years. And it's the same text God wants you to use in your life. It's the same text that God wants you to define your life with. Amen? Glory to God. Let's read it together. I'm reading from the King James Version. It says, and you shall, all together in unison, and you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. No question about it. How many of you are willing to step forward in faith? I'm not asking you to come forward to the altar, but step forward in faith in your life. Move from the impotent place that you are operating from and move into the power of God, allowing all his promises to come in and through you. It doesn't mean you're going to be perfect all the time. You're not going to be perfect all the time. God did not ask for you to be perfect all the time. The only person that God asked to be perfect all the time was Jesus Christ himself. And the Bible says he was perfect. There was no guile found in his mouth because he represented every single one of us. All he wants you is to live in that power. You make a mistake, you slip and you fall, you still say, I have the power. Get up, confess your sins, and live and walk and talk and think in the name of Jesus Christ. The world is tired of seeing sorry, impotent Christians. If God can give a 90-year-old woman power to conceive, what can he do with you? In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, glory, hallelujah. You have chosen for us to be alive, to experience not just the 120 times you've used this word in Scripture, not just the other 50, 60, 80 times that you use words like that word, dunamis. You've chosen us to experience it, to live it, to talk it. You've chosen us to sleep it, to wake it. You've chosen us to eat with it, to laugh with it, to have fun with it. The devil has tried to paint an ugly picture to us, but he is defeated. Glory, hallelujah. You've even given us power over his power. Hallelujah. We have nothing to be afraid of. All we have to do is, I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. Sing that one more time with me. I surrender all. As we sing this song, there may be somebody here who just needs special prayer. Somebody here says, Pastor, I don't want you to take me off your radar this week. I want you to pray for me every single day. I have an issue. I have a problem. I have something I'm going through, Pastor. I need your prayer every time this week, every day this week. I want you to step forward right now because I'm going to begin that prayer with you this very minute. Step out of the aisle right now. You just want that prayer. You want that power. You want to be operated in your life. Your life right now may be critical spiritually. Keep on singing that song. I surrender all. I surrender all in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You could be married. You could be childless. You can be a grandparent. You can be a young person. I don't care. You just need the power of God, and you want to confess that you want more of God in your life right now in the name of Jesus. Jesus, you are here to say the devil is a liar. He has no longer power over me. I don't have no longer the power of all my sinning ancestors are going to operate in me, but only the power of God. Come forward right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, glory to God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your amazing grace. Other people said you could not be done. Other people laughed when we said we were becoming Christians. Other people laughed at us even as we were Christian. But God, today we stand up. We reach forward. Even if it means like that woman with the issue of blood, just to touch your clothes. We're not going to let you go. And every single person that has come forward right now in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, they need that power of God to operate in their lives. Too long the devil has been making fun of them, laughing at them. But yet they came to church. Yet they keep on coming to church. But today in the name of Jesus, the line has been drawn. And they have stepped over the line based on the mighty, miracle, working, virtuous power of God through the Holy Ghost. Even the devil is trembling right now. So, Father God, as each one of those who have come today raise their hands up in the air, they're saying to you, I have that power. I operate with that power. I walk with that power. I think with that power. And I make decisions based on that power. If I'm married, my husband or my wife will have to get used to that power. If I'm a mother or a father, my children have to get used to that power. If I'm a child, my parents will have to get used to that power. My brothers and sisters will have to get used to that power. The folk in my neighborhood will have to get used to that power. The folk I go to school with will have to get used to that power. The folk I work with, wherever I go, whatever I do, I have the power of God in my life. Glory to God. That's where your miracles begin and end. Through the power of the Holy Ghost coming upon each and every one of us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to another powerful presentation from the Southside Seventh-day Adventist Church. We trust that you have been blessed and pray that you will choose to be used by God. As always, stay blessed by the best.